You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What's coming up at the LWML convention this summer? Well, for one thing, we will be there.
Lord willing.
Looking forward to that. We're heading to Omaha in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But we thought it would be fun to get a little preview before we head to Omaha. So we're going to talk with President of Lutheran Women in Mission in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining us today, Eden Keefe. She's president of LWML, Lutheran Women in Mission. Eden, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's so nice to have you in studio. Last time we chatted, I think, was a share-a-thon back in April. And so nice to actually have a little time before the convention, because we know at the convention, your schedule is going to be quite full. So it's nice to have this time in studio where it's a little quiet and we have a chance to chat before we get to the fun of the convention center. So we're headed to Omaha this time around, correct?
Yes. You will be in the heartland and be welcomed. And they say they use the term Nebraska nice. So we hope that you will be impressed with their hospitality. I think you will be.
Nebraska nice, that's a thing?
Apparently it is. I've seen this on advertisements, I think. Oh, I love it.
And having been to an LWML convention, you know what that's like. The hugs, the visiting, the...
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like 1,000 of your best friends. 2,000? How many people are going to be there this year?
Over 3,700.
Okay, so that many of your best friends all together in one place.
Probably dressed in purple.
Yep, that's true.
In honor of today's recording.
I saw that.
And we're recording in advance for this, but I did wear my purple KFUO polo for this today.
Very proud of you. Sharp.
Thank you. I knew that Eden was going to be in studio, so I had to represent.
Very nice. Nice job. So let's talk about what happens at an LWML convention. Let's start there. What are some of the things, I mean, we know it's fun, but what are some of the things that happen at an LWML convention?
I think that things that people look the most forward to being part of are the times in the Word. Mm-hmm. We have Bible studies and quite a variety of Bible studies. We can maybe talk about that in a minute. We're together, we're singing, we're in worship, but we also have some training opportunities and a mission service opportunities, a way to give back to the community. And then I think the highlight, though, is hearing from the people in the mission field how the mission grants have impacted their work. And, oh, it just gives me goosebumps all the time.
So there are several things going on throughout the time at the convention that takes place over the June 26th through the 29th. So multiple days at this convention. You mentioned Bible studies. Let's talk about the place of God's word in the convention, their Bible studies and the theme for this year. Where does the theme come from?
Isn't that lovely? Growing in God's grace. The host committees are the women, LWML Women of Nebraska, and they provided some ideas and suggestions, and the board of directors got together. And a lot of them, because we are in the heartland, had that kind of that growing or harvest mm-hmm. type of a theme. And so it kind of was collaborative, but we came together with that because we felt that it shared the mission of not only being rooted in the faith, but then, you know, what comes out of that, what actions come out of that. So. Mm-hmm. Growing in God's grace, because you have to always center on Christ.
Mm-hmm. What is that theme, growing in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? What does that mean for you and in your position as president of all of the things that happen with LWML?
Grace is the key element there. Mm-hmm. And God's grace, right? Because you will, I heard a quote once and it said, sometimes you win or succeed, and sometimes you learn. And in this position, in any leadership position on every level, there are times you're going to strive and you might have success, and there are going to be times that you strive and you learn. And it's all under, though, God's grace, because if you start with Him and seek to just focus on Him and what He's doing through the organization, through your position, through the mission, then by His grace, we will see what He has in store for us. So that's the growing part. You just have to kind of do your part and let go and know that it's God. He's faithful.
So you said 3,700 people gathering together for this convention. What does preparation for a convention like this look like? Tell us about the planning and preparing for that.
It looks like hours and years, really, and hundreds of people. We'll have probably at least 300 people just from the host committee. And then you have the people that are in leadership positions, a convention management team on the LWML side, our LWML office staff that all have parts in this. And really, the host committee, they've been doing planning and praying since Milwaukee. We started really in earnest on the programming side in October of 23. So, yeah, it's just a lot of moving parts and a lot of dedicated people and just a heart for what we want to see when we come together and what we want to provide for the participants and the attendees. Yeah.
How far ahead of time do you know where conventions are going to be? I know that's always the really exciting part. You get to a convention and then you're like, ooh, where's the next one going to be? It's always very exciting. How far ahead of time are those things planned?
About 4 years, ooh. You know what your site city would be. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at 2027 Oklahoma City, and we'll be this fall looking at where we'll be in 2029.
That's wild.
So, yep.
So you mentioned programming started October of 2023. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but that was many months ago. What kinds of things go into thinking through the programming that's going to happen at a convention?
Oh, some of that is kind of who might be a person, like for keynote speaker, that would have a heart for LWML and maybe just really have a message that would go with that theme. Same kind of thing for the Bible study leader who would connect, and again, a message there and to work through, because golly, that's a big process, right? Mm-hmm. Working also with some doctrinal review and being willing to do those kinds of things. And then your mission impact or your mites and action speakers, that kind of, you take a look at who has received a mission grant in the past 2 to 4 years usually, and who might have not had a chance yet to share about what's happening in the mission field where they are. And so we just kind of start from there.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked a little bit earlier about God's word at the LWML convention. We talked about the theme. You mentioned Bible studies earlier. Tell us about Bible studies that are happening at this convention.
Well, Christina Hergenrader is going to be our Bible study leader, and she will have 2 sessions within the convention general assembly itself. Then we have 3 each morning, Friday morning and Saturday morning, called Wake Up with the Word, and that happens all pre-convention. So 6:45 to 7:45, and these are well attended. So we'll have 3 on Friday and 3 on Saturday, and something new this year is we have Donna Snow and Pastor Corey and Deb Burma are going to be doing Bible study, offering Bible studies on Friday evening. When you were in Milwaukee, we had kind of that Friday fest, and was a very big,
festive.
It was party.
Festive, dynamic, a lot of stuff going on, lots of people on Friday. We're doing something, trying something a little differently this year, and it's called It's Your Night. And so while the exhibit hall will be open, shopping, there will be karaoke, it won't be quite as loud and dynamic and crowded, to be honest, as in the past. And then we're going to offer a couple Bible studies. There will be a couple receptions. And if you are just wanting to reconnect with somebody you haven't seen for a long time, there are going to be places where you can just go and sit down and visit. So trying to make it an experience that they can kind of just decide how they want to make it.
Yeah, those Friday nights are fun, but also a lot, especially if you're an introvert. There's been a lot happening. This plan sounds very exciting, I think, is an appropriate word, just to be able to have some opportunities to do a variety of different things, an additional Bible study. Do you have any insights on Christina's Bible study? I know it's going to be based on the theme.
I had a chance to hear her at Best Practices in February, and I'm so excited, not only for what she is going to be sharing with us about that process of growing in God's grace, but just how she connects. I'm really excited for the folks there to be have a part of that.
Yeah.
We are chatting with Eden Keefe, president of LWML, looking forward to the LWML convention taking place in Omaha this summer, June 26th through the 29th, Growing in God's Grace. We're going to take a look at more of what's going on at the convention and more of a preview for that in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/preparedtoserve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we are getting a preview of the upcoming LWML convention, Lutheran Women in Mission, taking place June 26th through the 29th in Omaha, Nebraska. Growing in God's Grace is the theme for this convention. The LWML convention takes place every 2 years, correct?
Yes.
So last one was 2023. That one was a lively event. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge showed up with a live event last time. That was huge.
We did. It was so fun. Like,
and the pink couch was in the house.
The pink couch was there. It's true.
And Lord willing, there will be a pink couch this time too.
Yes. Working on plans for that. Yes. I think we promised it in our episode, though. We had Eden on the Ladies Lounge, I don't know, a month or two ago at this point.
Or was it in the fall, maybe?
I don't even. It was somewhat recently, and we talked about a convention, and I think we promised it in that episode.
The
so we're going to have to make it happen.
How do you bring a couch to a convention?
That's true.
That's the
traveling couch.
How do you bring a large pink sofa?
Yeah. Well, the pink part, we have that
we
covered.
Can manage that.
It's the actual
we
couch.
Have that, we have that covered.
That covered. That's
very nice.
It's very suitable. And we have the wallpaper background, too.
We do.
Too.
Yep.
Yes.
It's got the whole aesthetic going on.
We even have a coffee table this time, too, I believe.
We do.
So it's going to be fun.
If you're at
the convention, the LWML convention in Omaha, you need to come by the KFUO booth and say hi to the folks at KFUO and some of the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Going to be there.
All three of us are going to be there.
That's right. All three will be
Rachel's
there.
Rachel's coming in, too.
That's true.
We don't get together in person that often, so we're very excited that Rachel's going to
So you're going to have to come
also.
By the booth and take your picture on the pink sofa, right?
I'd love that. Yeah. If I can get through the crowd, because that is a very popular destination. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you're probably, I'm sure you're a very popular person at this event, too. So. Being the president and all.
Tell people you have an appointment with the pink couch.
Yes.
It's very important.
That's true. It is.
Tell us more about the objectives for the LWML convention. We talked about some of the things that are happening there. What really is the foundation that lies behind this? What are the objectives for the convention?
So we want people to have the opportunity to gather together and be encouraged, not only in their faith, because we've talked about the being in the Word, but in their service. We want to nurture that. And we want to provide opportunity to be in Word and Sacrament and to do those mission service kinds of opportunities. So we have mission service activities also that happens pre-convention. It's a really nice way to give back to the community that we're in currently and also to partner with some of our mission partners to help them with certain things. And that is really all organized by the host committee. So that's amazing how they do that. And we have three different times that people can come in, three different shifts that people come in and work, along with a blood drive. So that's kind of one way to serve, even while we're there. And then the time that we spend just, again, being nurtured, hearing the stories from the missionaries. We do take care of some business, of course. We are going to be, we'll set a mission goal and selected our mission grants for the next biennium and announce those. We'll have some election of officers and nominating committees. So we'll take care of some business as well. But just the opportunity to get together and connect, reconnect sometimes, meet new people, just be ready then to go back home and take the message about what being a Lutheran woman in mission means.
Why is it important for you and for the and for the organization to have this time to connect every 2 years? Why is that such an important part of being part of the LWML?
I think it's because, you know, we're okay with putting in our mite offerings for mission grants and not having really any instant gratification about how it's going to be used or who it's going to touch. But to be able to hear firsthand, and you don't get to do that necessarily in your local group or even in your district. Some do a little bit at district conventions, also have that element of bringing in a mission speaker. But just to have that bigger picture experience, when you watch the mission flag procession and you see there's 83 countries where mission grants have made an impact, and then you have the Indian nations as 84th. And to see women of all ages involved, even bringing teens and family members, to have that time to connect and to be encouraged. You can't do that on a local level. It almost has to happen on a district level and then on the national level just to kind of re-energize. Anything.
You mentioned district conventions, LWML districts. There are how many?
40.
40 LWML districts across the nation.
Yes.
What's the relationship of those district conventions to the LWML National Convention? How does that structure look?
So we alternate.
Okay.
And the even number years, districts have their conventions. And so they do a similar type of thing where they have the Bible study and they have mission speakers and they have mission service activities and they take care of some business on the district level as well. So then they have some voting delegates then that will come to national convention to represent the districts, the zones and the districts. Yeah.
Those district conventions are very fun. I got to go to the Atlantic District last year.
That's right.
And it was just, it's so fun to just see that connection happening in person. Even people that are in the same district that come together and see each other on a more regular basis than I get to see them. But just to be a part of that and to witness that is just so, I mean, it was invigorating for me and I didn't even know most of the people there. Yeah. So, you know, that connection you're talking about and how the districts kind of funnel into national, it's just fun. It's just great. And the joy is very evident. Everybody yes. that is involved in LWML, it's like joy is kind of a necessary part of being involved. Who are some of the speakers that you're looking forward to hearing yourself, if you have time, or other people being able to hear at this year's convention?
Well, we've talked about, I didn't name who our keynote speaker is, but that's Reverend Chris Whitby. And he has just been a huge advocate and supporter. He served as our national pastoral counselor some years ago. And he is going to be someone who will bring a lot to the convention, humor included. Of course, we've talked about Christina. And then we have some what we call mites in action speakers. So we will hear from Reverend Robson. Reverend Robson will be coming here with LCMS missionaries, and he will be bringing Chelsea Irwin and Carol Halter.
Yeah.
And so they will actually be doing a luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, Chelsea is one of our Mites in Action speakers. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be talking about
the work she does
in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
And we are very excited about having her.
Yeah.
And Carol, too. Carol's amazing.
Carol's been a missionary longer than I've been alive. Like, it's really impressive. Her story is amazing.
And she just sent a newsletter 75 years.
Yeah.
In Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing to think of? Not her personally, but just the mission work being done there. So she is going to both be bringing wonderful perspectives. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, there's something about kind of women talking to women about what it looks like. I think that's really exciting. But then we have, on the other end, we have, well, somebody who's here in St. Louis right now, and that's Reverend Paul Earnwine with Forged by Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is working, cooking today at the seminary parking lot, actually, to take meals up to be distributed through Bethlehem Lutheran. And I know that that you've been involved with that, Sarah. So that's he will be sharing his experiences, and now we'll have one from even just closer to home here with us. We have Dr. John Reinke with a Lutheran Deaf Outreach and an ASL. And then Rachel Potts will be here from Lutheran Braille Workers. And you know what? There's just, she has a way of just sharing what it means for people to actually be able to read a Bible through their fingertips for the first time, to have that very tactile, intimate connection with the word that I think sometimes we readers take for granted. Mm-hmm. And she can share what it means to be able to hold the word, the living word, in their hand and know it's for you. So she will be sharing with us. And then we have Deaconess Kelly Bristow from Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. Mm-hmm. And so again, talking about deaconess ministry and what an impact that can have for those at the Minot campus specifically. Mm-hmm. So those are some of our kind of key mission mites and action speakers. And then we'll hear from others in our mission impact luncheons too. Mm-hmm. So
as president, what is your role throughout the convention? Your role is leading all the proceedings, right?
Yes.
You're all up there on the podium.
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm kind of facilitating, guess you would say, the, what goes on.
So you'll be busy throughout the whole time. What are some of the highlights at an LWML convention for you? I know you've shared all the things that happen there. Maybe one or two things that you really, really love happening at the LWML conventions. You personally.
I know. Hearing the doxology sung, especially in praise response to whether it's the mission grant goal or something, a milestone, and we're just celebrating what God has done in his faithfulness through his people, that there's just nothing like that. Hearing the harmonies and the voices, that's probably one of my highlights. Mm-hmm. And I just look forward to it every year. Since you were there in Milwaukee, what would you say your highlights are?
I mean, honestly, that's probably mine too. We ended our Ladies Lounge skit with a doxology. So the four of us were up on stage and we got to start singing it. And I must have been singing it, but like that experience is just, it was so fun. Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite thing of every convention, just seeing people that you haven't seen in a few years. It's just so fun to connect to people. And
Connections and relationships.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just get to like physically be with people that you don't get that experience anywhere else.
And like your mission partners. I mean, you can faithfully pray for, you know, Forged by Fire, but to be able to meet the person that has, you know, have a face with and a name and a connection, that's huge. Mm-hmm.
If this is your first LWML convention, maybe two or three helpful tips for attending your first LWML convention. There's going to be lots of walking.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be lots of walking. You will have opportunities to visit with people as you stand in line, because lines inevitably happen. Come as well rested as possible. But bring your cup that you could fill up water in the convention center. Mm-hmm. And if you're somebody that just is directionally challenged, buddy up. Because the first day, you're just really trying to get the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Then after that, it's, you know, not so much. And if in doubt, look for somebody that's, you know, from the host committee. They will always have an identifier on, and just ask. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. Ask. Mm-hmm. So those would be some of my tips and tricks. We're using Hoova. So people have already joined on that. That will be handy if you're on your smartphone. And yep, convention newspaper, just kind of the convention manual has a lot of information in it.
Mm-hmm.
And just ask.
Yeah. So be prepared to walk, drink lots of water, and talk to a lot of people.
Yes. Those would be great things to prepare for.
And if you're directionally challenged, find a buddy.
And find a buddy. That's right.
Actually, really good advice. Don't get lost. Where can we learn more information about National LWML?
We have a website, lwml.org. And if you want to know more about the convention, what's coming up, also we are live streaming all of our general sessions. Mm-hmm. So you can be a part of it that way, opening worship, closing worship in addition to that. And that's all found under News and Events, that tab on our homepage, Convention Central. It's all there. Yeah.
Very good.
I wanted to quick say, if I could,
sure.
We also have some international guests coming. We have Helen and Kingsley Vanov that are coming from Australia.
Oh.
Because there is an emerging Lutheran church body that is working in partnership or wants to with the LCMS. And alongside that establishment of that church body, they're looking at women's ministry. And so Helen will be coming to observe and see. And she will also be meeting Shirley Hardy, who's coming from LWML Canada.
Oh, cool.
So I think that will be a good connection for her as well.
Outstanding.
They will be coming to Omaha.
Ooh, sounds like an interview we need to have.
LWML convention taking place in Omaha, June 26th through the 29th, growing in God's grace. Our guest today, Eden Keith, president of LWML. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you for asking me and being just a wonderful supporter of LWML and partner.
We're looking forward to being there as well. It's going to be a blast.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.